Police say Alberto Suarez raped a woman in Philadelphia more than 4 years ago before fleeing to his native Mexico. Last night, Suarez returned to Philadelphia in handcuffs. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt has more.
On an August night in 2010, a 22-year-old woman was walking past the Chinatown subway stop at 8th and Ray Streets when police say she was attacked.
She was approached from behind, grabbed, and drugged between a car and the subway station, at which time she was physically and sexually assaulted. It was a brutal assault.
So brutal, Lieutenant Anthony McFadden says, that the victim nearly lost consciousness. Now Philadelphia police say they finally have the man who committed the crime, Alberto Suarez. Born in Mexico, Suarez had been living in the U.S. illegally under an assumed name, according to police. He fled to his home country after the attack. That's when the FBI and Mexican law enforcement got involved, according to Edward Hanco, special agent in charge of the FBI's Philadelphia division.
We hunted him down, and with the Mexican authorities on April 19, 2012, he was arrested.
It would be another 2.5 years before authorities could extradite Suarez to face charges in Philadelphia. Hanco attributes the delay to a slow judicial system in Mexico. Police also believe Suarez kidnapped and raped a teenage girl in Pittsburgh about 5 months before attacking the woman in Philadelphia. Suarez will be held and tried in Philadelphia first before facing charges in Pittsburgh. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.